It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. There are plenty of stories about people who love their violins so much that they wanted to be buried with them. But are there any violinists out there who are currently playing one that was buried with its owner once upon a time? Chi Yun thinks she might have one, and Laura St. John definitely does have one. 30 years ago, when violinist Chi Yun was just starting her career, she found a Ruggieri that she loved and brought it to a violin appraiser who said he'd never seen a 300-year-old violin looking so brand new. Years later, she hit on a possible explanation when a fan said he'd heard that it had been buried with one of its owners. But so far, there's no proof that story is true. Laura St. John's Guadagnini, though, is another story. This one was definitely entombed, the violinist said. In the 1920s, it belonged to violinist Harry Ben Gronsky, who contracted tuberculosis and died. And his father was so heartbroken, he put his son into the family tomb with the Guadagnini violin and a couple of bows. The Great Depression came after a couple of years, though, and financial troubles forced the family to go into the tomb, get it out, and sell it. Appraiser Dalton Potter says for an instrument to emerge from a grave in great condition is highly unlikely. And a Smithsonian scholar said that if it really was buried, there would be major damage to the unprotected wood surfaces. If you're looking for gifts for that music lover on your list, a handful of New York Times music writers have come up with a list of 20 of their favorite releases of 2016. David Allen recommends the Bach French Suites with pianist Marie Pariah, and Bach's St. John Passion with the Academy of Ancient Music. Anthony Tomasini likes pianist Alexander Tarot's recording of The Rock II and Daniil Trifonov's version of the Liszt Transcendental Etudes. Zachary Wolfe enjoyed violinist Patricia Kopatchinskaya's recording of Death and the Maiden. James Oistrakh preferred her take on the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. For K-Bach's Mozart Buffet fans, a recording of the Mozart Violin Concertos also made the list with Elizabeth Faust and Il Giardino Armonico. You can see the whole list on This Week in Classical Music page at kbach.org. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on translator K209 DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbach.org.